From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. A rally in Phoenix today drew hundreds of people marching in favor of immigrants' rights. The turnout was far smaller than the massive crowds that gathered for a similar event back in April. And this time, there was a lot more opposition. Rene Goutel of member station KJZZ was at today's event.
It was a familiar scene at Arizona's state capitol. Hundreds of immigrants and their advocates waving American flags and chanting Si se puede, Spanish for yes we can. The protesters' signs read, stop the war on immigrants, and anti-immigrant laws break families. Elias Bermudez, an activist with Immigrants Without Borders, says the rally was to pressure the U.S. Congress to change immigration laws.
They need to deal with this problem. We do have a problem with illegal immigration. We want to secure our borders, but at the same time, we want to have the legal mechanism whereby people can come here legally to work. Unfortunately, we do not have that right now.
Back in April, the crowd here was considered the largest immigrant rally in Arizona history. But today's event was much smaller. And then there were the counter-demonstrators. Michelle De La Croce says she's head of a group called Mothers Against Illegal Aliens.
We, the people of the United States of America, our life, liberty, and our pursuit of happiness is not happening because our border is not being secure.
They carry their own signs with messages such as, this is America, get off my property. There were even members of the Border Watch group, the Minutemen Civil Defense Corps. The counter-demonstration turned into something of a campaign stop for politicians running for re-election. Arizona's primary is a week from tomorrow. Here's Republican State Senator Jack Harper.
This is not about being a U.S. citizen. This is a million moocher march. And we are not going to let you steal our tax dollars.
But organizers say they expected the counter-demonstrators. Activist Elias Bermudez even went so far to say that he was glad they were there.
We're not opposed to what they're asking. We're opposed to their message. We're opposed to the way they want to handle this. We are not criminals. We did not come here to commit crimes. We came here to provide a service, and this country needs our service.
As for the small turnout, organizers say they expected that too. They say they've been focusing on registering voters, not getting people out into the streets. For NPR News, I'm Renee Cattell in Phoenix.